Hello, you. Welcome to another episode of the Unfashionable Podcast. My name is Andy. Nice to meet you. I will be your host and your healer until death does us the part. How's everybody doing? If you're watching this on Sunday, today is the last day of August 2025. Isn't that wild? Did you complete your goals for the month? I hope so. If you're watching this past Sunday, August 31st. Welcome to September, baby. Welcome to Virgo season. We are officially 8 episodes in, and today we're celebrating the last day of the 8th month. 8 is the number of abundance, so I thought I'd share the wealth in this episode. How to be unstoppable. Well, first, you have to be stopped. You have to be discouraged, rejected, demoralized, disrespected. Shall I go on? The unstoppable factor is all in how you bounce back. One of the first jobs that I ever got in fashion, my supervisor told me that if I didn't write good notes, that I wasn't going to survive there. And then she proceeded to ask designer one, because there were two of us, if she can teach me how to write notes. Not only did I just graduate from like a 2-year university, I just spent the last 18 years in school taking notes to get me to this point in time. Was she being for real? It was like day 2 and she was already insulting my intelligence. Let's not forget that I'm a Virgo rising. I could have taken those notes in my sleep, ho. Anyway, I declined my supervisor's suggestion for my note-taking lesson, respectfully. I think I said something like, I don't think that's necessary. I'm very organized and I take my notes in like a particular way. I don't think I need help in that particular arena, but thank you. And I don't think she liked that very much. She looked offended. 3 months later, I got fired without notice. Picture this. It was after lunch. I was back in work mode and I get called into the HR office around 2:30. So there I go. I have no idea what's going on. I sit down and he tells me that I'm fired. I'm sorry, but we have to let you go. He didn't have an accent. I wish he did, but he didn't. I'm like, what? Why? And he didn't have a reason. In fact, he thought it was funny that he didn't have a reason. He was like chuckling while he was giving me my check. I said, okay, that's fine. He gave me my check and then I went to go process this shit on the roof of our building, because thankfully we had access and I needed air, girl. I needed air. My Quen Bren, aka Brenda, who I met at this job, just happened to be on the roof in that moment in time. I don't know why she was up there too, but I was so, so happy that she was. I needed to process what just happened and she was like the right person I needed to talk shit with. We must have been up there for an hour almost, maybe two. I just remember the sunset going down. We obviously didn't care to go back. I had just gotten fired. I did not give a fuck at this point. All I had to do was go downstairs, grab my things, and leave. So eventually I did. I walked past my wine-sipping supervisor. This job in particular liked to have wine days. And how funny it just happened to be one of those days that we happened to be enjoying a glass of wine. So I got back to my desk, I chugged the rest of my wine glass, got my things, and I walked right past my supervisor like she was never gonna see me again. Not gonna lie, it felt like one of the most boss bitch things that I've ever done in my life. After dealing with such hostility from her, I got the boot and I left with a buzz. I thought about keying her car, I'm not gonna lie to you, but I'm a huge believer in karma, so I didn't. Which left me even more upset because I had to deal with it. I had to drive home, revengeless, and into the unknown. I know for a fact that I didn't get fired because of my work ethic. I got fired because of my worth ethic. Believe me, I will do a lot for my bag, but I'm not a yes man. Just because she was my boss didn't mean that she could treat me less than. I might have been young, baby, but we were two grown-ass women. Or maybe there was just one. I meet you where you meet me. She might have had the power, but I had the present, the gifts, not to mention the youth. just because I walked out of her office with my chin held high doesn't mean I wasn't crying on my way to the parking garage. I was hurt. I feel like I was just getting the hang of my job, and she abused her position of power over me. Just because she didn't like me didn't mean I had to lose my job. No. It wasn't fair, and it definitely wasn't fashionable. Mind you, this is the same job that laughed at my vlogger resume from episode 2. There were red flags everywhere, but I couldn't see them because I needed the experience. I was already about 7 months into fashion. I knew it was going to be cutthroat, but did I really need to deal with people's egos and power trips? There's a difference between Anna Wintour and my supervisor. You see, Anna Wintour works for arguably the most influential fashion magazine in the world, Vogue. She can be demanding and direct because that's her job. She doesn't have the time. She has the power. My supervisor, on the other hand, she was designing $30 leggings in LA. She had no excuse to treat me that way. We were selling to Ross, not to Nike. I was just beginning to get my foot into the door, and I wasn't going to quit now, and she sure as hell wasn't going to discourage me from trying again. I was good at designing. I enjoyed it. I just couldn't land in the right environment. My mindset was this. Okay, I've only had 2 jobs so far in the span of almost 2 years. I've had no complaints about my work. I hated this job anyway, let's be for real. So it happened for a reason. My mission going into fashion was to become part of a family, a brand that valued their employees, their skills, and their opinions. But I wasn't finding that. After trying position after position, I was tired of getting so much opposition. I never found my family. I never found the brand that fit. But it didn't stop me from creating my own. To be unstoppable is to have the will to see the impossible as possible. I know the unknown is scary. Not knowing what's next is scary. But it doesn't always have to be. When we begin to look at things from a more zoomed out perspective, we realize that everything is meant to happen exactly as it should. The only control that we have on this planet is the control over our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. Yes, it might feel terrible in the moment, but that's the hardest part, is feeling your way through it. The confusion, the upset, the worry, the doubt. We quickly fall into the why me mindset instead of the try me mindset. If A, B, and C didn't work out, what about E, F, and G? X, Y, and Z? Don't allow a setback to be a step back. You're only capable of what you believe. Let the tears fall and get your ass right back up. I always see this video on TikTok that says, you better get up. You better get right back the fuck up. But that's exactly what your haters want to see, is you down. But baby, even when I'm laying on my back, I'm never backing down. So overstand me. I got a condo in Miami. In my doormat, it's always sandy. If you know, you know. Stop sleeping on yourself, kids. Stop looking for validation from the people you would never trade lives with. Trying is succeeding. You might fall, yes, but in this life, we have a million chances until we're dead. You don't need to be good at everything. You just need to be good at one thing. And you've got that one thing. I could have given up on myself and just decided that fashion wasn't for me. But I kept going. I took every obstacle as an opportunity. And once you see every problem as a prelude, you can begin to see how it's going to play out for you. You can either stress your day away with worry, or you can acknowledge the problem, feel whatever you want to feel about it, and begin to lean into the faith of knowing that whatever is supposed to happen next is ultimately meant for your highest good, your highest pleasure, and your highest potential. Thank you. Moving on to the part of the pod where we discuss any habits or mindsets we might have defaulted to growing up that maybe we want to change going forward. This week, I'm unlearning the need for validation. You can probably tell that I've been working on this, but let's talk about it. The need for validation goes back to times of the tribe. It's an ancestral need to belong and survive by being accepted into or by a tribe. Basically, it's always going to be ingrained in us, but it's up to us to unlearn that shit. for ourselves and our ancestors. What we really need to learn is acceptance. Accepting people as they are without leading with judgment. Accepting that we're not going to be for everyone. And thank God. Accepting yourself will only begin to open the doors for what is meant to find you. Neglecting yourself and your talents will do no such thing. If anything I touched on in this episode hit a sweet spot for you, please let me know. Don't forget to follow the pod so you don't miss any future unfashionable moments with me. Thank you for listening. I love you, and always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off trend. Love you.
Hello, my Andy, my hella fashionable Quinn. I'm so proud of you for living your life on your own terms and for making unfashionable happen. When in doubt, don't ever forget who the F you is and all the fierceness you are. Have grace for yourself in the moments where you're working towards where you want to be, and to enjoy every part of where you're at, because at the end, the journey is the destination. Brendita loves you.